Hey, happy holidays from the Grilling Guys.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning,
it's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, which is country, we all twisted up. But we are here, and it's the weekend, and we appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob, a little under the weather. He insists that he does not have the COVID, but he just has a touch of the flu, and he didn't want to come in Conrad's little room here and get us all jiggy, so he decided to step aside. And joining me in the studio, a more brave man, that would be Brad Ensing from all over West Michigan, but Brad's a representative of Garrett's Appliance as well. So, Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's fun to be in a little different studio for me today. So, always fun to meet new people.
Yeah, and to do new things. And speaking of which, Conrad, turn your mic on a minute.
Yeah, bro.
Because Conrad's a guy who doesn't step by a meal very often. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm feeling kind of bad now.
Well, you know what? Don't, because it's all good. He's got to get indoctrinated to the Grilling Guys and how we roll. We're still in our honeymoon phase, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we still like each other. So,
right, right. And Brad is, and we'll get into this later in the show, but Brad is the consummate wild game recipe guy. And he comes rolling in here with a couple little to-go boxes of stuff that he whipped up earlier. So, Brad, why don't you just tell us what it is, and then I'll finish the story.
Okay, well, today we are having delicious, God-given squirrel meat.
Yeah, it was squirrel meat.
And you know what? Everybody always turns their nose up, but I don't even want to begin to tell you how much work it was not only to dispatch the squirrels, skin the squirrels, crock pot the squirrels for 5 hours, pull all the meat off the squirrels, and then prepare for you this delicious food.
Mm.
You know, if people want it easy, I could have just gone to the store, bought a pork butt, throw it on the smoker, and like the Ron Papil of smokers, and been like, forget it, set it and forget it.
Right.
Come back like 10 hours later and be like, here you go.
Right.
But I love you and Conrad enough to bring you fresh squirrel meat.
Well, and we appreciate it. But and like I said, we'll get into the recipe in a minute. But Conrad, being Conrad, we opened the box and he sprung out of his chair, walked over here, grabbed
one of
these
Dutch
things,
free food,
and it was all of a 3-foot walk back to his chair, and he had the thing half eaten before he sat down.
And I finished it. So,
but he asked after the second bite, not the first bite, but after the second bite, he asked, "What is this anyway? It's pretty damn good." And to which Brad responded, "It's squirrel." And if we were on TV, it'd have been $1 million moment.
The look on that face was priceless.
Well, you know, I got a cousin in the UP, and my old roommate from college. We spent a lot of time in the UP, and it's not that strange of a thing in Michigan. But for some people, and Brad, you were talking about your coworkers, they turn their nose up at an incredible feast, and it's great. It's really good.
Yeah, it is, and it's all in fun. But we would never feed you anything, Conrad, that we wouldn't eat ourselves, right? So
I don't know about that.
But no, it's all good. And I grew up eating squirrel. I haven't in a long while, but honestly, there's no gamey taste to this. Well, why don't we get into the recipe right now? What the heck? Why not?
So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. This is a meat eater, recipe that I pulled off online after watching the show. Basically, like I said earlier, you know, you clean your squirrels. They go into the crock pot basically to soften up that flesh. Normally takes about 5-6 hours in the crock pot. And then after that, basically, it's a recipe that calls for a croissant roll, cream cheese. I put jalapeno, basically a slice of jalapeno, a slice of a red pepper, like a red bell pepper, fresh onion, fresh thyme. And then I do a little mixture of a garlic salt, sage, and a little bit of an onion powder, throw a little bit of Colby Jack cheese in there, roll it up about 20, 25 minutes at 350 in the oven, and they're just, it's a great little appetizer.
And I'm going to tell you that crescent roll does not get overdone in that amount of time because there's a lot of stuff in the middle.
And you know what? It's one of those fun things where, you know, you might not be able to get out gun hunting for deer, but I'll tell you what, man, squirrels are pretty much everywhere.
Right.
And it's one of those things that, you know, we were just teasing before, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, this was staple type of foods for our parents, our grandparents. And now with the convenience of grocery stores, a lot of people just don't think about this type of food anymore.
Right.
But it's still such a wonderful treat. It takes a lot of work and a lot of love.
Yeah. And I got a city girl wife, and she likes to feed the squirrels. And then we bought this, as my hunting buddies call it, your poodle doodle chop. It's a labradoodle. It's not a hunting dog. There's no hunting dog. Half lab, but that half never hunted, right? So, but she loves to tree the squirrels and then stand there and bark at them. So that's that poodle intelligence.
I just heard of a squirrel dog, because there are actually squirrel dogs out there selling for $20,000 for like this red squirrel dog.
Does he climb the tree and catch him?
He does not climb the tree, but they will gingerly bring them back to you in their mouth with a little bit of slobber on them.
Right, yeah. Well, she might do that, because I taught her to bring me a beer, and I can wipe the slobber off if she hands me a cold beer, right?
Well, Bob's out of a job then. So
right. That's probably why he isn't here. Yeah, that's exactly why he's not here. But anyway, so it's all good, and they're really good. Brad, they're really good. And
I'm waiting for you to have a second and third. Otherwise, you're going to make me feel bad.
It's your turn to talk. Two. I'm eating now, huh?
All right. So, you know, you're dribbling it all over the place.
That's an onion. It's wonderful.
So we were talking a little bit about, you know, hunting stuff we've been doing this year. And my very gracious and beautiful wife, Erin, who is the most wonderful person in the world.
What'd you buy?
So I just picked up a new shotgun this year. Bruce Meekoff, another wonderful employee that I work with over at Garrett Supply.
Bruce is a great guy, Garrett.
Yep. And, you know, he really has been talking about duck hunting a lot. Last year, he took me out a time or two to a undisclosed location in Ionia. And so I really got sick of borrowing his shotgun this year. So I went out, bought a beautiful gun. My wife was only mad at me for about 20, 30 minutes or so. But so we've got.
I heard she had about 1,400 reasons to be mad, though.
You know what? I have no idea what you're talking about, and she's never going to listen to this. So it is a beautiful shotgun. It's part of the Benelli family, and I always think it's, you know, it's an heirloom, just like her wedding dress or that wedding ring. That it's something we'll keep forever.
Right. And I'm betting you're going to get a lot more use out of the shotgun than you do that wedding dress.
I sure as heck would like to think so.
Right, because, you know, I'm sure, you know, right after you said I do, you said, well, you, well, never mind.
Well, we're still saving that wedding dress, though, because one of our daughters will wear it.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right, Daddy. But I want to wear mommy's dress. Not so much.
But yeah. And I don't know how long our segments here go, but we are talking.
Long enough. He'll tell you.
Okay. It looks like we got a couple minutes to play here. So
I'm eating. Just keep going.
You know, so we're talking a little bit about duck hunting, and since eating duck has never been, quote unquote, my favorite thing in the world, because it's a very dark, rich meat. And it seems like I either undercook it or overcook it, which makes it bad and bad. So I started sous-vide-ing my duck this year. And if you don't know what sous-vide is out there, it's basically, it's a hot water bath that you set at a specific temperature and your meat's in a bag. And it just cooks and cooks and cooks until it's done. I'm normally sous-vide-ing my ducks to about 130 to 135 degrees. They're in a vacuum sealed bag. I put them in there with some compound ramp butter that I make with wild ramps from around my house. Some fresh onions, and again, some rosemary, thyme, and sage. And basically bring them out, sear them off. It's absolutely delicious when you do it that way.
So are you eating them just by themselves after they, when you say you sear them off, is that cast iron? You doing it on a grill? Yep. Where are you doing it?
I'm doing cast iron pan, butter on the inside. I have been making a little homemade apple chutney to go on top, which just the fruit flavors just add a different dimension to it as well.
Right.
My wife thoroughly enjoyed it. My daughters loved it as well. My wife enjoyed it until she hit a piece of steel shot.
Well, then that happens, right?
But it happens.
That's why you have dentists.
Right? Exactly. Very good dentists.
Right, yeah. But, you know, that's going to happen because they don't fly into your pouch.
No.
Right?
Nope. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Well, coming up next, I think you can tell that Brad's got a lot of stories as well as he's an awesome, awesome cook. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us, and we're going to come back to you with more recipes right after this.